Well, good morning from me too. Thank you. And that's a great setup for what we're looking at today in doing our best. And one thing that the scouts really asked for was that we could make it as active as possible, because we take it in turns with the different organizations that we work with in using the halls to choose the themes for the service. And so this year it was the scouts theme. And they've come up with lots of very strong ideas. They came up for ideas when we went round and visited all 15 of your groups. And so they came up with the theme of Nelson Mandela and studying his life. So when we came round to you and talked to you about Nelson Mandela, that was the scouts' idea. And another of the scouts' ideas was to try and be active. And it was very difficult to fit the activity in with Nelson Mandela, because although any excuse for activity is good, we couldn't quite fit the two together. So we thought, well, we'll keep some activity for this morning. And so we're going to need some helpers, first of all. So I'm going to ask leaders first, and then we're going to get some representatives from the different uniforms that's here. So boys and girls, you can keep your hands down for a minute just now. I don't think we're springing this on any of the leaders, because we didn't think that was fair. But I think we've got Kat, and she's going to be coming up from the Rainbows. We've got Linda, and she's going to be coming up for the Brownies. We've got Ewan, and he's going to be coming up for the Beavers. And we've got... where are we now? Where's our other person? We've got Sandy. There he is, right there. And so he's coming up here just now. Did he look as if he was shocked there? Isn't he a good actor? That's amazing. That was brilliant. Now, we've chosen you guys because you represent different colours. And so these colours are going to show themselves very, very soon. But I'm also going to invite up some of our Sunday Club leaders, because they've got to help with this too, because they know the geography of this space quite well. So we've got Janice and Phil. We've got Sheila. And we've got Anna. And while Phil's making his way down from heaven, I'll explain what's going to happen. So we need various people to go with our wonderful Sunday Club leaders here. We need some blue-uniformed people. Do we have blue uniforms here this morning? We do. And I was saying to you guys that we needed two of you, didn't we? So Matt and Owen, would you like to come up just now? And also Alex. And what's your name? I don't know your name. Sorry? George. George and Alex, you are our blue team. And we've got a blue leader here. So could you go and stand beside Sheila, who's wearing blue? And if none of you are colorblind, that should be quite easy. And we've got some blue T-shirts for you here. Sheila, could you take your blue boys and stand them over there, right over there beside the chair there. There, by the chair. Thank you, yes, very much. Now, Phil, I think that you would be an excellent helper for our yellows. Now, who's got yellow in their uniform here today? I wonder if there's four yellow helpers that might want to help me. Oh, they're shy over that side, but that's okay. We've got one, two, three, four girls. And you can make your way out the most easy way, and up you come, and you go stand beside Phil over there. You're going to be helpers as well. And you're going to be our yellow team, and I'll give you these. There we are, Phil. If you could gather them over by the river over there. No, if you could gather them by that back door over there, that would be wonderful. Now, We've had yellow, we've had blue. I think we need a bit of green as well. Do we have any green uniforms here this morning? I see a whole front row of green uniforms here. And Anna's looking a bit green about the gills this morning. So let's see. We've got one. I need four. One, two. From the front row. One, two from the front row. And two from the back. Okay, that's it. The most awkward. Well, there you can get out that way, boys. Up you come. So if you come and stand beside Anna up here, we'll get your greens. Well, the congregation are wishing by now that we were active during their session times, aren't you? Could you go to the back door over there? And that leaves what colour? What colour? My trousers might give it away. The reds. Do we have anyone wearing red uniforms? Would you like to come up? Two from your group. One, two. Up you come. And you're going to be with Janice here. Janice will give you these red ones. And two from over this side. You two girls there, yes, with your hands up. And there, Lauren will let you out. And if you make your way over to that side over there beside Anne Noble, our violin player. We've got a relay race going on here. And we've got various, we've got the yellow team. Where are the yellow team? Give us a wave. Yellows are deep in thought. Maybe, Linda, we might be better to move you over this side over here. And we've got blues represented by a Beavers leader here. So maybe we'll swap you two guys around. Then we've got greens and we've got reds because you serve some red uniforms over there. It's just a simple relay race. You're going to do your best in this relay race. And they're going to do their best as well, their best to get dressed. And what's going to happen is one at a time, your front person will come up with a T-shirt. You've got to wait till your leader puts the T-shirt on. Then you run back, and the next does the same. So the winning one will be the one with four T-shirts on and four people back in their corner again. And that will be the winners. Okay. So your Sunday club leaders will help. They'll get the T-shirts in the right order. You don't have to wear them. Your leader will wear all four for you. Right? Will we give a countdown? Do you know who you're cheering for? Have you worked out who's cheering for the yellows? No one's cheering for the yellows. Oh, no. For the blues. Yeah, for the greens. And for the reds. Okay. 3, 2, 1, go. First person, up you come. That's it. Well done. Up you come. Well done. Good girls, good boys. Wait till they're on. You've got to wait till they're on. Doesn't have to be the right way around. It's all right. Can even be inside out. Okay, that's it. The next person is ready. Well done, Olaf. You've got to wait till they're on. You've got to wait till they're on, and then you can go. That's it, Owen. Well done. Back to yours. And the next. Wait there now for the reds. There we are. Oh, who's winning? Is it the blues? Are the yellows winning? Oh, it might be the red. Wait a minute. It might be the greens. Who's winning here? I can't tell. How many more T-shirts have we got to go here? How many have you got on? Three here. Oh, it's getting close. It's the last green. What number are you on? Oh, it's getting close. Oh, have they done it? Yes. Well done. Oh, that was amazing. I tell you, this is about doing your best, but I've got to say, all your leaders are the best. Aren't they the best leaders? Let's give them a round of applause. And let's give the children a round of applause too. Thank you for doing your best. Sunday Club leaders, just bring them back over and we'll put them back into their seats again. You have all done your best in that. Well done. You've brought a smile to all our faces. Would you like to keep them on now?
No.
Okay, well, maybe discreetly you can take them off somewhere that's not the stage. Thank you so much. Well done. Okay, thank you everyone. As we settle back down, we're going to sing now, and we're going to sing with the help of the Buzz Band. Is that right? In help of the big band. Okay, John, what are we coming up to sing? Because I've obviously got the wrong list. Our God is a great big God. And if there's any of the Sunday Club members who want to help doing the action, then would you like to come up and you can help me do the actions up here? Is there any Sunday Club members who wants to help? Yes, yeah, you can come up, that's fine. If you know the actions for Our God is a Great Big God, you can come up and help. If you don't, that'll make it more interesting. Come on then, Faith, you can come up and help Daddy. There we go. Yes, Owen, you can come up as well. Oh, we've got a lot. Don't swing on that, though, because that's not being a helper. That's great. So it's, our God is a great big God, and he holds us in his hands. He's higher than a skyscraper, and he's deeper than a submarine. He's wider than the universe, and beyond my wildest dreams. And he knows me, and he's loved me since before the world began. How wonderful to be a part of God's amazing plan. Now, I think that we're taking collection. Is that right? No. That's wrong too. Okay. So I'm just going to rip up my order of service here. No, it's my fun. Okay, so let's stand to sing. At least we've got the song right. Let's stand to sing. Our God is a great big God. Do the actions together. Sorry. No, that's what, just change anything you like.
Well, much as Andy and I are trying to do our best, sometimes communication is a little hard. So thank you, Andy, for putting up with a couple last-minute changes. We have a really fun thing coming up now. One of the things that we wanted to look at was someone in the Bible who really did his best. And this was actually quite late in his life, but we're going to look at the story of Moses in the Bible from the book of Genesis. Now, all of the different uniform groups are going to play a part in a drama. And the tricky thing, of course, is that they all meet on different days, so they've never rehearsed this all together. So feel free to enjoy it with us, because I'm sure it'll be kind of an interesting rendition of the story. But I'll just ask the different groups to take their places. So if I can ask any Israelites and downstairs Egyptians to gather over here on this side here, I'll let them get into places. And any... Yep, I'll call you in when it's your time, but we'll let you get set over there. And then any upstairs Egyptians, don't worry, all will be made clear. These are maybe strange titles, but any upstairs Egyptians can follow Anna and Andy upstairs. Ooh, they're going upstairs. How could we use the entire church building for this? You will see. And then any Red Sea and fire can move over to this side. So anyone who's doing the Red Sea and the fire can move over to this side. And then I think this group is the downstairs Egyptians as well, so they can just actually go all the way over there with that group. And if you're not quite, if you're one of the children and you're not quite sure how this is going to work, don't worry. Follow the others and I'll make it very easy for you. Great. So we have lots and lots of people over there. And we have some fire and water over there. And then we have some Egyptian armies upstairs as well. Oh, this is so exciting. Okay, so I'll give you a little bit of context in case you don't know this story. The Bible tells us that in the book of Genesis, thousands and thousands of years ago, in the land of ancient Egypt, there was a leader of the Israelites named Moses. And God had told Moses to lead all of the Israelites out of Egypt, where they'd been slaves for over 400 years. Now, it was quite a large task because the Egyptians didn't want their slaves to leave because, of course, they were doing lots of work for them. The Pharaoh and Moses went back and forth on whether the Israelites would leave or not, but finally, the Pharaoh, the leader of the Egyptians, told Moses that he could take all of his people, the Israelites, and leave. So that's kind of where we're starting our story here. So Moses led the Israelites. So I'm going to ask any Israelites to start to walk in. And this is the Israelite people leaving Egypt. And you can come right about to the middle here. So give everyone a wave. These are our Israelites here, and they're going to help tell the story. Oh, and there were actually 600,000 Israelites. So that's why we have such a big group here representing 600,000. So they're journeying out of Egypt towards the land that God had promised them. Now, they had quite a few people, but God wanted to give them a little bit of extra help. So he sent a pillar of fire to help guide them where they were going to go. So he sent a pillar of cloud by day, but what we're going to show is the pillar of fire that came by night. And he brought it right over to the Israelite people, right in front of Moses and the Israelites, so that they could see where to go. Because he thought, I know they can do their best, but sometimes you need a little bit of help. Oh, that's great. Very good, girls. So here's the pillar of fire, Israelites, for you to follow. Now, The pillar of fire took them to the shore of the Red Sea. Now, this is a bit confusing because, of course, the sea was blue and the name of it was the Red Sea. So I'm going to ask our red rainbows to bring the sea right here. So the Israelites marched and the pillar of fire led them to the Red Sea. Now, this was a very large sea. And, of course, Egypt was behind them. And the Red Sea was in front of them. Now, the Israelites didn't have a boat. So how on earth were they going to cross the entire sea when they didn't have a boat? It was quite deep. They couldn't just walk through it. It's much bigger than a puddle. And the Israelites started to look very angry. And they got angry at Moses, and they were a bit angry at God, and they were just angry because they thought, we're stuck between the Egyptians and this Red Sea. Well, it gets worse. So remember that Pharaoh that let them go out of Egypt? He changed his mind, and he wanted them to be slaves again. So he gathered his army of soldiers and chariots, and he stormed out of Egypt after them. And I think if we're quiet and we listen, we might be able to hear the Egyptian army chasing the Israelites. Oh, what are the Israelites going to do? They look so scared because they knew this army was coming after them. So after the army left Egypt and was chasing after them, God moved the pillar of fire from in front of the Israelites to behind them. So Israelites, if you can tuck in a bit here. And the pillar of fire is going to move around you. This is just so everyone can get a good look at our pillar of fire. And he moved the pillar of fire between the Israelites and the Egyptians so that the Egyptians couldn't see them. So when the Egyptian army entered, all they saw was a pillar of fire. And they knew that the Israelites must be on the other side, but they couldn't get at them. Now, God didn't want the Israelite army stuck for forever between a pillar of fire and the Red Sea. He had a plan. So he told Moses to lift his staff or his rod above the water, and Moses did. And then God sent a strong wind, and it actually separated the Red Sea into two parts, and it dried a path up right between the middle. So the Red Sea came into two sections, and the Israelites passed through. The Israelites were amazed. Moses led them down the path with the water high on either side, and they all walked right through. Now, by the time they crossed over, the Egyptians could see what was going on. So if our pillar can just come sideways a bit. Great. Yep, they can just stay right there. The Egyptians saw what happened, and then they thought, we're going to chase those Israelites. So they came towards the Red Sea, which still had the path. But then God told Moses to stretch out his hand again. Now we'll pause here, and I'll just ask, does anyone think they might know what happens when they start to go in the Red Sea? Yes? The water came all the way over the Egyptians. So Egyptians, you can kind of move through, and girls, just hold the water really high, because once the Egyptian army entered, all the water came back to normal, and it covered the Egyptian army. This is very dramatic here. Okay. So the Israelites couldn't believe it. And right there on the other side, they praised God for saving them. Okay, so children, if you would like to kind of face out in whatever direction you can and just take a bow and our Egyptian army as well. If you want to take a look upstairs, or if our Egyptian army can take a bow as well. Oops, sorry. So, thank you very much. I hope you enjoyed the story. And actually, children, before you go back to your seats, we are going to sing the song that we practiced in our group visits and then across in the hall. So if you'd like to stay up for a song, yes, you can stay up here. We're going to teach the congregation a song. Some of them may have heard it before, but for some, this will be the first time.
Children, if you have no idea what the song is, it's all right. You don't have to sing it. So some of the older ones, you can go back to your seats.
Yes! No singing in actions, yes!
But if there are any Sunday club members who want to come up and join in, you can join in. We don't want you missing out on this fun. There might be one or two others that aren't up in faith here. No fun without faith. Good girl. So we are going to do this song that talks about never becoming tired of doing good. And we'll just wait because our Boys Brigade soldiers are going to file in here as well now. Well done, soldiers. So are you ready for the first verse? Can you remember, children, what the first verse is? Who told me that? Why aren't you up here? Monkey. Nah. You just want to heckle from down there, do you? I've met your type. Yeah, I'm watching you. Yeah, Mikey, I'm watching you. Okay, well, let's everybody stand up. Although our choir here are going to lead us for the first verse and chorus, we'll let them sing, and then everybody else will join in too along the way. So we'll all stand up just now. And as you pick it up, you're very welcome to join in with or without actions as you feel comfortable. But all our wonderful choir up here, they're going to sing with actions. Okay, are we ready over there? One, two, one, two, three, four. Oh, you might get tired of swinging in a tree. Even a monkey could. Ooh, ooh. But if you get tired, whatever you do, don't get tired of doing good. Never, 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 never become tired of doing good. Where's that?
2 Thessalonians 3:13.
Na 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 na. Oh, you might get tired of waving your trunk. Even an elephant could. If you get tired, whatever you do, don't get tired of doing good. Never, 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 never become tired of doing good. Where's that?
2 Thessalonians 3:13.
Na 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 na. Oh, you might get tired of roaring. Even a lion could. Arr! If you get tired, whatever you do, don't get tired of doing good. Well, 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 never, 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 never become tired of doing good. Where's that?
2 Thessalonians 3:13.
Na 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 na. Oh, have you got your swimming trunks on? You might get tired of swimming in the sea. Even a jellyfish could. If you get tired, whatever you do, don't get tired of doing good. Oh, well, 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 never, 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 never become tired of doing good. Once more.
2 Thessalonians 3:13.
Na 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 na. Thank you, choir.
I think that might have been about the best ever. Well done, choir. That was really, really good. You really did your best. Wonderful. So as we talked this through as an idea with the scouts, as I said, they've had lots and lots of ideas, and you've seen a number of them already. And the big thing was this link that they found between the life of Nelson Mandela and the life of the story of Moses in the Bible. And we've just heard various aspects of the story of Moses, a very exciting part of the story of Moses from the Bible in the book of Exodus. And a big triumph of sort of oppression over evil and how they came out into freedom. And it's a great story, the story of Moses and the story of Nelson Mandela about doing your best. Both very inspirational stories. But at a first glance, there might not seem to be a lot that are very similar about the two, because they happened more than 3,000 years apart. They happened about 3,000 miles apart. There was lots and lots of things that were different. One of them grew up in a royal palace as a prince. The other grew up in a small, tiny little village in South Africa. And so it seemed that there were more differences than there were similarities at first, until you started looking about how their lives progressed. And both as young men, Nelson Mandela and Moses, started to see that they came from a group that were oppressed. They were bullied by a ruling group that had all the power. And both their people were being hurt by another group of people who were scared of them. And both of them, as they grew up into young men, like myself. the jokes are later. both of them realized that they had to do something about it. That they realized this couldn't go on, and that they were going to be part of trying to change something for their people, because it wasn't fair. And both of them, if we're honest, made mistakes along the way as they were young men. Maybe they got involved sometimes with the wrong people. And although themselves, maybe sometimes they had the best of motives, sometimes things happened that weren't very nice. And both of them ended up for periods where they were away from everybody. For Nelson Mandela, he was in prison. And many of you know this now, that he was in prison for 27 years in total, away from his family and his friends, away from being able to make the change he wanted to make. And for Moses, he had to leave his country. He had to run for his life. And he was away for 40 years in a new country, in the desert, in the middle of nowhere. And that was his separation from the change that he wanted to bring by doing his best. Both of them, these men, faced hardship away from their families. And then, in their old age, both of them started to feel a call back. Doors started opening, amazingly, back into leadership of their people and into leadership of their country. And for Israel, they became a new country again as Moses led his people out. And there were three little things that I really noticed about these stories that are inspirational for us. There's lots and lots more. If we had all the time in the day, you would have sore bottoms by then. But also, we could be really inspired by lots of things about their lives. But one of the things that we were looking at is do your best. Do your best. And we've been looking at that a little bit up until now. And if both these characters hadn't done their best, they wouldn't have been in a position when, even as older men, where they might have thought, the best is now behind me. They still chose to believe that the best wasn't. It was still ahead of them. And they kept going towards that. And that's an amazing thing, that whatever age you are, whatever age I am, I can still look forward to keep doing my best, that more best is still to come for me, but also for those that I want to help too. And both men, as they did that, made a big impact, not just on their own people group, but on people round about them too. Because it wasn't just Israelites that went with Moses. And this is interesting, there's just a couple of lines about it in the story. But they said, listen, if anyone wants to come with us, anyone is welcome to. And when their neighbors and their friends saw the chance that they had, many of their neighbors and their friends from other people groups, they came too. They joined in too. And Moses and Nelson Mandela made a profound difference on other people groups, not just their own, because they forgave. They did their best. The next thing was, though, Moses, when he was first presented by a burning bush and by a voice, God himself telling him, go back and set your people free. Leave your desert. Go back. He said, I can't. Because unlike Nelson Mandela, Moses was not a good speaker. Nelson Mandela said some of the most amazing, profound things that many, many people across the world have gone, wow, that is such a good way to put it. And they were inspired by him. Moses was not a good speaker. And he was scared. He said to God, I can't go to Pharaoh, the king of Egypt. I can't speak. I'm too scared. And God said, it's all right. Your big brother's already on the way. He's a good speaker. He'll do it with you. And while you're doing your best, sometimes it's okay to ask for help because others can help you. You don't have to do it all alone. I wasn't the best at English in my class at school. I wasn't the fastest runner in my class at school. I was quite good at numbers and I was quite good at music, but there was lots of other things that I wasn't good at, and I've needed help and I still need help along the way. Sometimes I don't even know what's coming next in a service. I need help along the way. And that's a really important thing too. Don't think you have to do it all on your own. That's the second thing. And the last thing is this. We just saw something that happened over 3,000 years ago, and we are still talking about it. We're still talking about it because Moses was amazing and he did his best. We're still talking about it because Aaron got alongside him and helped him when things got tough. But ultimately, in the story that we read in Exodus, God came and helped them too. There was a fire that protected them from their enemies. There was a sea that trapped them in, but that opened up for them so that they could escape. And peacefully, they got away, while then they were separated from an army that was too strong for them. And they were released from their captivity. And down through thousands and thousands of years, as people have prayed to God, and they've done their best, and their friends and their family and their leaders and their teachers have helped them. Also, that third part, God has come in when things have been too tough, and he's made a difference at a time when they were at the end of themselves. And thousands of years have stood up to that happening for people. And so our choice, as we choose to be inspired, are these three things. Are we wanting to continue to do our best, whatever age we're at, even when it's difficult? Are we going to be quick to ask for help if we need it? And I see the help in this room, and it's wonderful. This is just one part of your lives. And are we inspired that if we do get stuck, we can ask for greater help, unseen help from a stronger arm that can rescue and take us on beyond what we could possibly imagine? These are the three things I was thinking about when I looked at these stories. And I want to say thank you again to the Scouts for giving us these suggestions. Thank you, everybody. And thank you for listening. We're going to now do the next song, and we're going to welcome up the band.